The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
And now, The Chad Olson Show presents 7 Deadly Headlines.
And it is time for 7 deadly headlines right here on the Chad Olson Show. Yours truly, Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and enough toxic masculinity to drive feminists both with penises and vaginas absolutely out of their minds. And let's get right to it.
Number 1.
Well, meltdown over Elon Musk's move to restore free speech on Twitter is now a full-blown onslaught, a legal effort to destroy his business, his reputation, and his life if they can do it. With clockwork timing, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the DOJ now ramping up an investigation into Musk's Tesla holdings, framed around allegations of insider trading and now expanded as an all-purpose dragnet for wrongdoing. As we've said all this week, this will be a repeat of the cabal's Operation Destruction against Donald Trump, taken times a factor of about 10,000 probably, as Musk proves himself willing to push back against the social credit scoring system of social media and to be a champion for people who have no voice of their own, even as our nation is burned to the ground at every aspect. It's going to be a fight to the death.
Number 2.
Well, crisis actor Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky dropping a deliberate bombshell this week, and on Good Friday no less, claiming Russia could very well use nuclear weapons against Ukraine. Now, for anybody watching deep state methods for the past decade, this immediately should tingle your spidey sense. It suggests possible nuclear false flag attacks to kick off World War III and, of course, mutually assured destruction.
Number 3.
Well, that virtue signal war against Russia reaching ridiculous and even more serious height. This time with deranged actor Sean Penn indicating that he's ready to, quote, take up arms himself against Russia. Small, skinny arms, one would expect. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High burnout going on full Rambo alert in a poser rage fest against Vladimir Putin. Even as we now know, American soldiers, special forces, and personnel actively fighting and training Ukrainian forces on the ground in the nation of Ukraine. Lord knows, when you need a real badass to sort out a world powder keg, first guy you think of, first guy you call is going to be Mr. Madonna, Jeff Spicoli, Sean Penn. Hey, don't bogart the dubage, dude. Good luck over there in Ukraine, idiot.
Number 4.
Well, we told you it was coming, and now it is here. Cell phone providers, censoring conservative links, websites, and even text messages, not just online, but at your device level. That means in your pocket, even as those things come to your phone, they'll be erased and stuffed into the memory hole. It all has the blessing of the FCC, no less. Cell provider T-Mobile defending recent actions, zapping text messages containing links to Gateway Pundit, even for customers who signed up for Gateway Pundit's push notifications and news alerts. T-Mobile defending their actions, saying they're justified under user agreements pertaining to spam and stuff that contains malware or viruses. So they're relegating consumer news and conservative news to the same level as a virus that you might get on your phone. AT&T and Verizon are expected to follow suit. Just cannot even make this stuff up.
Number 5.
And the promised Biden food shortages of the Great Reset come in clearer focus this week. This as Joe Biden nonsensically suggests that maybe ethanol is the way to, well, make up for all that oil that he's not willing to drill in the United States. Biden indicating expanded supplies of ethanol E15, that's 15% alcohol gasoline, announcing incentives for increased production of a fuel that is horrendously hard on the seals, the pistons of combustion engines. The increased burden on the corn supply coming in exact lockstep with empty grocery store shelves, skyrocketing food prices, and the intentional disruption of the Ukrainian wheat crop, 25% of the world's wheat. And what we know is coming starvation for the third world and intense scarcity for the rest, including here in the United States. That's artificial scarcity to starve humanity into social score submission. We know exactly how all of this is going to work. Thank you very much, Klaus Schwab.
Number six.
Well, North Dakota, controversy brewing in response. And speaking of corn, this is a corn controversy brewing in North Dakota. In response to a proposed Chinese corn protein processing plant funded in part by Larry Fink's BlackRock and meant to extract amino acid lysine and threonine that can be used as raw ingredients for meatless meats and otherwise vegetable protein. The $700 million plant owned by Fufeng Group of China is proposed for Grand Forks. Get this, they're going to put it right next to Grand Forks Air Force Base. That houses the top-secret Global Hawk drone surveillance mission there in Grand Forks. The project is backed by Rhino Governor Doug Burgum and North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven. And brace yourself for brutal truth, John Hoeven has been endorsed by Donald Trump. Something needs to happen in regards to that, I'll tell you what. And it needs to happen right soon. That is bad stuff.
Number seven.
Well, a guest essay in the New York Times suggesting that if America were actually a democracy, the Republican Party would cease to exist. The fact that Republicans do exist, the New York Times says, is proof that American democracy has failed. Again, this not the Babylon Bee. The essay by hyphenated half-wit Jedediah Britton Purdy says that if America were a true democracy, everyone would be a Democrat socialist, because obviously in a true democracy, the idiot says, everyone has exactly the same political beliefs, or else. And that's a look at seven deadly headlines right here on the Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.